We are back, guys. Guys, take this as your daily debate challenge. And this is something important that I want to know from all the experienced DBAs. I want you all to tell me, like, in what situations or in what scenario there might be, like, the PGA is greater than the SGA inside Oracle instance. What is that situation or what is that environment, or do you or have you seen an environment where the PGA size is greater than the SGA size? Comment below this video. Meanwhile, let us start the show. We are back, guys. And guys, before we start our today's show, I would like to tell you that the Daily DBA show series is also available on podcast. You can actually Google it up. You will get the Daily DBA shows. Or else what I'll do is I'll drop a link below this video directly to our podcast, and you can listen all the Daily DBA episodes while you're driving or you're at home. So all the Daily DBA shows are being, like, also published onto podcasting platforms like Spotify, and it is also available on the Apple Podcast as well. That being said, let's start our show with the first question of the day. I built a custom application and want to connect it to Oracle database. What are my options? There are two main options to connect your application to the Oracle database. The first one is you actually install the Oracle client along with the application. So application speaks with the Oracle client and Oracle client can speak with the Oracle database. That is one method. Or the next method is you use the ODBC connection, Open Database Connectivity, that's the full form. So ODBC connectivity you can use for your application to connect to your Oracle database. And by the way, guys, you can use ODBC to connect to any database because it supports multiple databases, right? Two main options, and you can use it for your application. Let's move on to the next question. What causes slow connection between two data centers? I think, guys, this is a network related question, and for me to answer these kind of questions, I think it will be difficult, but I'll try my best. What happens is most of the times it's the amount of data that is being transferred onto the network that causes the slowness between the data centers, and also it is the speed of the switches, the speed of the routers, and the kind of cable that you are using, because fiber cables are faster than your normal LAN cables that you have in your offices or in your home. So having a fiber cable will definitely be faster, but what happens is if there is already a data packet flow in the fiber network and then you are trying to achieve a high speed in the network, trust me, it will still be a challenge to achieve the high-speed internet. So I guess I'm not the right person to answer these kind of questions. What I would request is definitely we'll be having a lot of network admins as part of our DBA Genesis group, and I want to hear from you guys. Please help one of our DBAs to get answer to this question, like what causes slow connection between two data centers. And I would also like to hear from all the network admins as to what are the ways to speed up the network between the data centers. I think some or the other day, this answer will help me also. That being said, let's move on to the next question. Which Oracle technology will be in demand, Oracle RAC or Oracle Data Guard? Trust me, neither of them, because I'll tell you what, the comparison is wrong. Actually, it should be Oracle RAC or Oracle Golden Gate. Of course, if you're asking about Oracle RAC and Data Guard, I would actually give more points to Oracle Data Guard, because even though you migrate your databases to cloud, still you need to set up the DR or the standby setup, right? So whether your systems or databases are on physical servers or they are in cloud, you still need to set up the Data Guard. So comparison to RAC versus Data Guard, of course I'll give more point to Oracle Data Guard, but in comparison to both of these technologies, I would actually give more points to Oracle Golden Gate, because database replication is a common business problem. So now if your database resides on physical server or if it resides on a cloud server, you still need database replication. Perfect. This is a business requirement. It is not the requirement of whether your database is on physical server or if it is on cloud, the things will change. No, the business requirements need databases to replicate data from one database to another database, one table in a different database to another database. In comparison, I would suggest Oracle GoldenGate is the best investment for next 5 to 7 years, because whether the database resides on physical or cloud, it will not impact your career. Coming back to the question, which Oracle technology will be in demand? I would suggest Oracle DataGuard if you are comparing it with Oracle RAC. But on top of both of these technologies, I would suggest Oracle GoldenGate. That being said, let's move on to the next question of the day. I want to provide remote DBA support services. Where should I start? Amazing. This question is something related to what we also provide as DBA Genesis. We also provide remote DBA support services to a lot of clients globally. Now, the thing is, if you want to start your remote DBA support services business, the biggest challenge is, first of all, I'm not sure what is your experience, what are your expertise. So whatever your expertise is, first try to sell only those services. Let's take you are good at Oracle installation. So try to sell that as a service to your clients. Probably you can market it or sell it as Oracle database installation and setup. If your expertise is in Oracle database upgrades, then what you can do is you can market this as one of your services, like performing database upgrades. If you are good at performance tuning, you can market it as a DBA services that you can perform database performance tuning, right? First of all, find out like what are your strengths and market those skills as services that you can provide to remote DBA clients, right? That's how you start. And later on, once you have a small client base, once you know how much you want to charge, then you can move on to more technologies or provide more services by hiring more DBA candidates. So I think I am eligible to answer this question, because we have provided a lot of remote DBA support to a lot of clients across the globe. But that being said, it all drills down to your expertise and the team of the DBAs that you are leading. Your team, each member and their strength and what kind of domain knowledge they have, that can help you excel in providing remote DBA services. So that's the first area that you start, right? The next area, or the most important area, is now that you have defined the services, where will you promote these services, right? So the easiest and the simple way to promote your services is you actually write emails or connect to all of your friend circle, probably on Facebook, or get back to your employers or get back to the people with whom you have worked in the past, and probably someone or the other might get in touch with you to hire you for one of their database services, right? Now, the first one is to find out what skills you have. The second one is to find out whom you have to market. And then third one is to deliver your services. And apart from these three steps, guys, my personal recommendation is read about the Lean Startup book, because this is one of my favorite books in terms of starting a business. If you look at the Lean Startup model, and if I have to give you an example in order to start a business, my example would be start by giving your DBA services to a very small group of people who can test your idea and give you feedback. Once they give the feedback, you improve your services and then implement. It's like a build, test, improve kind of like cycle. So if you're starting your own DBA services, I would recommend this book, The Lean Startup. Read this book and then only get into business, right? And for others, if you are also planning to start any kind of business, this is my personal recommendation. Read this book, The Lean Startup, right? Let's move on to the last question of the day. What is your one technique to be safe and not to be sorry as an Oracle DBA? Amazing question. But this one is like, I would suggest, guys, you have to cross-check or verify your work. What I see is most of the people, when they kind of like get, or let's take you are searching something on Google, okay? and they get some queries. What they will do is they'll just Control-C, Control-V, run the query and assume that output is good. For me, the biggest thing is whenever I'm personally working on database servers, I'm very keen observer of the output. I'm very keen observer of the errors. And I at least read errors 3 times because I have seen people when they see any database error, what happens is they assume, oh, this might be issue because of the undo, or this might be issue because of the temp, or this might be issue because there is no table space level permissions, or this might be issue with the user, or there might be issue with the connection. Like, why do you have to assume? For me, assumptions, like if you are working as an Oracle DBA, no assumptions. Do not assume anything. Read the errors, and if you want to confirm the errors, why don't you open the alert log? I find it very creepy when I see DBAs, like they hardly look at the alert log. And that is one area where you get hell lot of details in order to solve a problem. So to not to be sorry as an Oracle DBA, I would suggest like you should read the database errors at least 3 times. You should be frequently looking at the database alert log so that you are careful. And the next thing is when you're reading and searching on Google, don't directly copy those commands onto any production server. Try to test them, see their like output, if they are working perfectly fine or not, and then only implement those queries onto the production server. Also guys, I'm not sure if this question is coming from a fresher DBA or an experienced DBA. So if you are a fresher DBA, I would give one tip for you not to be sorry at your workplace. The thing is, like most of the fresher DBAs, they assume things, oh, I believe like I can do this on this server. So what you should do is in your next DBA level activity or any kind of activity that you're going to do, cross verify the things with your senior DBAs, right? Because sometimes one activity that you perform on a server, you might have to perform the same activity on a different database server, but because of the some conditions from the client, there might be change in the steps of how you perform that activity. Activity might be same. For example, you perform a cloning on one server, you might also perform a cloning on another server, but there might be some client conditions that are put in place that client wants you to follow while performing the clone. So if you're a fresher DBA and you're asking me this question, I would suggest like be close with your senior DBAs. Try to be careful like, okay, how to perform this activity, and if you are performing this activity, for example, cloning, is there any specific scenario that we have to follow for cloning for a particular client, for a particular database? The same thing happens with migrations. Like you're performing migrations for all the clients, the method might be simple, but the same migration steps for one particular client and one particular database might be completely different. Speak to your seniors. And also guys, if you are in a new environment, every environment maintains the documentation, which is known as POC, proof of concept, right? So you must have access to the POC library where you can find those documents which are executed by the seniors, and you can find all the activity steps, right? I think that's it. And if you are an experienced DBA and if you're asking me this question, how to not to be sorry, then I think you need to be very careful about the database errors, database alert logs, and also be very careful before you copy any query onto any production database. That being said, let's move on to the most exciting part, and that is the bonus question. We're back guys, and guys, this one question is coming from one of our irritated DBAs, and I have chosen this one as the bonus question because I would like to motivate some of the DBAs who are feeling probably down because of the Oracle stuff. I know Oracle is very complicated, but still, let us first read the bonus question from our friend. I hate my DBA job. Okay. Joined a company, took internal course for 3 months, and suddenly I was exposed to 800 plus databases on floor. 2 months down the line, dev database refresh was assigned to me. I just bounced the production database and things escalated. Wow, so you bounced the production database. Okay, nice. My problem is no one is showing me step-by-step activities. I just hate being a DBA. So first of all, I think you didn't pay any attention to the courses that you were learning, because if you would have paid attention to those courses, then you would have never bounced the production database, or actually you should know how to perform the activities. So guys, see, this is not the problem of the environment. This is not the problem with the people that you're working with. This is not the problem like you can blame on someone else saying like, oh, you know what, these people are not telling me step by step activities or not showing me how to perform those activities. This will never happen in real time. Do you think everything is like a cakewalk? Like everybody will put things in spoon and give it to you? Oh, come on, baby, please have this. No, nonsense. See, the real world works completely different. In real world, I'm not sure if what I'm going to say is the reality in your environment or not. What I believe is these days, especially the millennials who are into the market, I believe like they have a different attitude towards learning. They believe like everything must be on papers. They must get everything. Oh, okay, I have to follow these steps and execute. Come on. Understand this, guys. If you have a checklist and if you just copy paste and like you can complete or finish the activities, then why do companies hire DBAs, or why would company hire you, especially who has studied so much, who has a great resume, who has good presentation skills? Why would company hire you to execute those activities? Companies can hire a 10th standard or probably a guy who is good in copy pasting. Even that can get the job done, right? So if you are thinking like everything should come to you like straightforward, 1, 2, 3, 4, control C, control V, and activity is done, then like you're not required into the company. Anyways, that's not the topic right now. So for you, especially the guy who wrote this bonus question, the special bonus question to me, trust me, if you would have been working with me, I would have thrown you out immediately, because the kind of attitude that you're showing is negative, which is not expected out of any DBA. But I would help you to find out what is the positive attitude. See, the positive attitude is when you are in a new environment, you should spend time with your seniors, sit with them, buddy up with them, and try to ask them some smart questions. Hey, senior, XYZ senior, for example, hey, John, can I sit with you while you perform the activity over the weekend? Screw your weekends, like go to office, work with your seniors, work in night shifts, work overtime. This is the period, like the training period is the most important period for you to spend time, build rapport with seniors. And when you come on to floor and when you are given a lot of activities, the seniors will actually help you, right? What happens is, this is the nature and attitude which I have seen with most of the new DBAs or the junior DBAs, is they join a team and they are like, oh my god, I will get all the training and I will manage all the servers. Do you think it's so easy? No, it's your responsibility to spend time with the seniors. It's your responsibility to talk to seniors. It's your responsibility to sit with the seniors and make notes while they are executing the activity. Plus, this is what you must do. Plus, you have to complete the courses which are assigned to you. That means if you believe, or if you are someone who feels like your training period is your honeymoon time, sorry boss, I think you should quit your job and try to go and work somewhere else. You are not having the DBA level qualities. A DBA has to be on toes. A DBA should have all the details, all the information, even before they touch the production server. And I'm not surprised that you bounced the production server while you were performing the cloning. Amazing. That means you didn't pay any attention while taking the courses, or probably while, I don't think, looking at this question, I can assume and understand that you did not even spend time with your seniors while they were performing the cloning or any other activity. My personal recommendation, if you have this kind of attitude, please don't become a DBA. Thank you so much. But if you want to change, flip, and if you want to have that hope of becoming a DBA, shift in your attitude. How you can shift? Work more number of hours while you are into the training period. Second is become close to your seniors. Sit with them, make notes. Whatever they are doing, make your notes. It will help you. And this period is what helps you build rapport with your seniors. And then when you come onto floor, when you are working on database servers, the duty is if you contact your senior, they would be there to help you. That being said, I hope you build a positive nature towards Oracle DBA career and you do not quit the career once and for all. Please follow my recommendations and I will meet you all in the next episode. Bye.